grow up.
BBC Newsbeat.
We're chatting to Newsbeat's Rick Kelsey next. He's at the O2 Arena in London this evening for a big event. Nope, not Jess Glynn. She's there tomorrow. Instead, he's there for the Prime Minister. Go on, explain, Rick.
Yeah, people are just coming out eating ice cream, actually. It really is far too chilly for that. Inside, the Prime Minister has spent the day explaining why she thinks her Brexit deal will bring better immigration. She's been telling businesses at a big annual conference here they'll be able to shop for talent anywhere, not just in the European Union.
It will no longer be the case that EU nationals, regardless of the skills or experience they have to offer, can jump the queue ahead of engineers from Sydney or software developers from Delhi.
A little while ago, the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn had his say. Plenty of people have been wondering why Labour isn't making more mileage out of the government's troubled Brexit process.
There is a better deal to be had, and it's not too late to achieve it. If the government has the courage to change course or stand aside and let an election take place.
So what does business want? We've been chatting to 22-year-old Sam and 20-year-old Charlotte.
My name's Samuel Turner. I work for Advanced, a British computer software company, and I'm an account manager.
What does that mean, Sam?
I look after current customers and ensure that our relationship is maintained.
I'm Charlotte. I also work for Advanced, but instead I'm in the marketing team, so my job sort of involves organising events both internally and externally.
Okay, so today we've seen the Prime Minister and Jeremy Corbyn push their versions of where we're at to the thousands of leaders here. Can you two tell us, away from the politics, why is some form of deal important for business?
Well, having certainty in anything is key. I mean, from my point of view as a young person, as a potential future leader, I'd like to know what the future holds so I know what skills I need to learn, so I know what's next for myself. It's very hard to kind of predict and forecast where you'll be and where the business will be if there's no certainty.
But then we have some certainty, as we know that if we do leave without a deal, the UK leaves under a set of existing international rules, the World Trade Organization rules.
It is hard to say because it's not like we've ever done this before. You know, we've never left the European Union before. So I think what we need to do is see how this deal goes. At least we've got something in place.
Why is it important to have some form of deal for you?
I think from a business perspective, obviously, like Sam said, it's best to have that certainty. Like, obviously, in my role, we're constantly organising, and that means that we need to have a sort of plan in place. And if we've got that plan, we can plan ahead for the future.
Even if, you know, there is this argument that the UK will have to follow EU rules but not have a chance to change them in this period that's been organised by the Prime Minister, does that worry you?
I suppose to an extent, but obviously from our perspective, we're just interested in sort of how we can progress, and for that progression to take place, we need that certainty, and that certainty needs to be provided by the government for businesses to thrive.
So at a time when other politicians are not big fans of the PM's deal, a fair bit of support from business leaders. From here at the O2, back to the Newsbeat studio.
BBC
News. Thanks to Rick then. Now, we've spoken a lot about food allergies.